Gurney's got it here, 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah and Bryson King back in with us. Welcome back, Bryson.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
And you brought a friend along with you, Josh, who is also a recent graduate from Warren Township High School. Yep. So welcome, Josh. Now, the two of you are on the committee for the Gurney Youth Leadership Program, correct?
Well, I'm hoping to get Josh on the committee.
Oh, Josh isn't on the committee yet.
Maybe I should join soon, yeah.
Yeah, probably, Josh. What's been going on, though, with you guys? Because I know we started talking about it. When were you in last?
So the last time we were able to have an event was our back-to-school drive last August. And this past year, we've really been trying to restructure and recruit more students so that we could really give them a valuable experience. We want to give high school students an opportunity to get exposure to different businesses, industries within our amazing community. Gurney has so many businesses, as the mayor was just saying. And so that's what we're really focusing on right now.
Okay, cool. So we're recruiting right now. How do people get more information about that?
So we have an Instagram page. If you go to just search up Gilly on Instagram, we're there. We are also connected to the Gurney website. So people who wanted to get contacted, please reach out to us through one of those routes, because we are really looking for passionate people who want to be involved. And we're not just looking for students. You know, we're looking for recent graduates, students in the university. We're looking for just community members who want to be a part. We're looking for adults who would like to contribute in their time and great knowledge and insight. So we're accepting anyone who wants to join us.
Awesome. And you guys don't have any current events on the schedule, correct?
Not at this moment, but we're looking forward
Working
to getting some
it.
Stuff going. Yeah.
All right. Follow on Instagram, and I'm sure that's where you post all that good stuff. Now, you're wearing a Blue Devil with the vote on there, and Josh, you're wearing a Warren Athletics shirt. So I know the upcoming referendum is a hot button topic for a lot of people, but information on that and when it's happening and how people can just at least get more insight on the yes or the no, you know, staying away from the political side of it all, even though I know it's politics. But if you're in the Gurney area, it's important to know about. And if you're just driving through and you're seeing the yes and the no signs and you don't know what it's about, tell us a little bit.
Absolutely. I would say go into your search engine and type in vote yes, WTHS, and you'll be able to find some really helpful resources to learn the facts about the issue. Because I think that's one of the things right there you mentioned. It's hard when we just so unaware of the different details that are going into why we want to vote yes. And so it's important to have that information. You want to make an informed decision. And I think once people have that information, they'll be able to make that right vote. And so I would say, please, just get out and vote.
Yeah,
know where you're going to be voting for sure. Make a plan to vote. That's a really important thing. And June 28th, that is going to be the day.
That's the day. But you can, if you're maybe out of town, I know a lot of people leading into the holiday weekend are going to be taking off. You can vote now.
Yeah, absolutely. At the Village Hall, I actually just voted on Saturday.
Okay.
I voted, and there was a decent amount of people there. Hopefully, there's more people, because it's really important to this school.
Absolutely.
To pass this referendum.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, I want to say that Gurney hasn't had a referendum passed in, what is it, 20 years?
I believe Mayor Hood said 2001.
Yeah.
It's so the last time the
over 20 years. So it is something important. At the very least, like you said, get out there and vote, and then just do your homework, do your research about it. And
you're not passionate about this at all, though.
No, not at all. Not having a three-sport athlete in there, and you know, a daughter who's real into club and will be going into.
That kid's still a three-sport athlete. He texts you about every morning, says he wants to quit one of his sports.
He will be a three-sport athlete until at least junior year, but. Even if your kid's not an athlete, I mean, this is clubs. This is, yes, I'm sorry. I am very passionate about voting yes, but I digress. Just get out there and vote. I'm passionate about voting.
No, I got you. I got you. And I think it's awesome that students have a say in what happens at their school. I think that's important, because obviously you guys are the ones that have to go there and do everything that goes on at that school. So I think it's very important that you guys are involved with that.
Thank you. And I really think, you know, we kind of owe it to Warren. Warren gave so much to us in terms of whether you were a part of a sport, whether you were involved in your AP classes or honors courses or whatever involvement you had, whether that was club or band, anything like that. Warren just gives so much to its students and often doesn't ask for much in return. And so I think when I look at my history at Warren and the things that I was able to do and be a part of and where I am now at UW-Madison, so much of what took place at Warren informed what I want to do in the future.
Right.
So I'm so
100%,
thankful for that.
100%. Yeah. Mayor, I want to have you back on because...
Right. We just want to do a closing on... yes, it's... I'm in favor of the referendum. I think just looking at the numbers, it's Warren Township High School is the bottom of the Lake County, the school district similar to Warren in terms of funding their pupils.
Mm-hmm.
That they just need the money. And as you said, it's been 2001 was the last time a referendum passed. It's not about mismanagement. It's about that they just need the money. And
right.
They've got to a point where they just can't do it with the money that they've received. So. It is political, and I understand people that decide not to vote in favor of it because they can't afford the
right.
increase, but it's not about that they're not doing a good job because they're doing a great job, and these two students here, Bryson and Josh, are just a great example of what Warren produces, and Lynn and myself, and being graduates of Warren as well, and
I'm gonna have myself
Warren,
a graduate. So. Fingers crossed.
Right. You have three kids. You need to go all three through.
All three,
yeah,
eventually three. But
so we have some great examples of what Warren can do for us in Gurnee.
Do you have anything coming up, Mayor? I got a list of stuff like coffee, beer, hot dog with the mayor.
I do have a hot dog with the mayor. We're trying to do everything I can to connect with the residents in town. So that's my latest. It's at Norm's, which is on the east side.
That's by my house.
No, that's
You're
by
on
your
my
house.
Side
that's
of town.
Right.
You know, because that's the jewel I go to in my pajamas on Sunday.
There we go. We knew we'd get back at that. Yeah.
Poor man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Norm's. I'll be at Norm's. Hot dog with the mayor. What day?
Right, July 30th.
July 30th. All right. Okay. Anything else, Mayor?
I think that covers it. We appreciate the time you've given us, and you guys do a great job.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thanks.